May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Signs come in many different forms. When I was growing up, there was a tiny one-room church that we would pass by occasionally on the way to the store near my house. And for about 15 years, they had a sign in front that read, "Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready?" Now, this would be remarkable, except that it was on one of those little deli signboards where you can slide in the letters to spell out the message that you want to spell. And it just so happened that the letter N in the word soon was backwards. For 15 years. Every time I would drive past with my family and later as an adult, I kind of just wanted to pull my car over and hop out and just go and flip it around, be a little helpful. But I never did that. It was kind of a busy road. And this sight amused and fascinated me. If Jesus really is coming soon, you had better flip that N around. But if the N wasn't backwards, I probably wouldn't have taken much notice then, and I certainly wouldn't remember it and be telling you this story right now. And so as I think back on it now, I wonder if some clever member of the Altar Guild was outside and said, "Ha-ha, I know what I'm going to do. This'll stop them in their tracks." But why would they do that? To give us pause? To force us to stay awake, maybe? Whatever the reason is, I was really sad when I went on a visit home a few years back and discovered that they have a new message out. I don't remember what the new message is, probably because all the letters are in there straight. But I missed my backwards N. Signs come in many different forms. Now, Matthew makes it a point to tell us about the absurdity of John's dress and eating habits in our gospel lesson from this morning for a reason. They were outlandish even at the time. When John came a-baptizing, you were going to notice. And I can't tell you how many sermons that I've heard on this passage in particular that have started off with the preacher ascending the steps of the pulpit only to sing from Godspell, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." And I am not going to do that to you this morning, despite my temptation. Now, while some of those sermons have been absolutely terrific, I find that we spend so much time in this passage parsing out the words of the prophet Isaiah, that we lose track of the rest of the message that John came to deliver. We all remember the imperative from Isaiah, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." It echoes from our past. But John calls us to prepare by explaining how we are to prepare. And he calls on us to repent. Or does he? It seems kind of odd in this season of Advent to call upon ourselves to repent, because repentance, as it's commonly accepted, brings up images of self-chastisement or guilt or feelings of inadequacy. We think that if we use our time to repent, we're being called to feel badly about our actions or ourselves. And who wants to think about that when they're getting ready for a baby to be born? And so we just kind of push that part away and we say, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." But when we push that part away, we miss the message. And there's something really important in this, because the word that is translated into repent here is the Greek verb metanoia. And while for centuries it's been translated as repent, scholars insist that a more accurate translation here would be to say that we're being called to turn our hearts from sin and turn them back towards God. How different an interpretation it becomes when we hear John cry out, "Turn your hearts from sin, Turn towards God. The kingdom of heaven is coming near. We take away some of that more harsh language, and suddenly the hope is able to bubble up in a way that maybe we weren't able to see before. Suddenly we're able to hear John call to us in a very different way, when the repentance he is crying out about is a call to recognize God's power to transform our lives, rather than being a call for us to do something. It's a call for us to open ourselves, because God is doing something already. Metanoia is a call to mindfulness, the very kind of mindfulness that Liz Kinchin urged us to pursue through our New Year's intentions last week. And through that mindfulness, we are opened to receive vision from the mind of Christ. Through that mindfulness, we open ourselves to receive the grace that is constantly being offered to us by a God who wants only to be in relationship with us. Suddenly, when we hear the Baptist's cry as it was intended, as he actually made it, we hear it in a new way, because some of those prickly edges are worn away by our new knowledge. Signs come in all different forms. There are men in camel hair clothes sticky with honey from the midday meal screaming about repentance. There's a stranger sitting in the cold outside of the Heinz Convention Center tea stop with a sign that says, "God loves you. Can you help me find some dinner?" Signs come in all different forms. Maybe it's the way the light hits you on a particular afternoon, or maybe it's the news of the death of an amazing man who spoke truth to power, sat in prison for years, and freed a people. Signs come in all different forms. And sometimes we might even be the ones called upon to be a sign for others. Whatever the sign is in your life this Advent, you have to be open to noticing it. Regardless of when it presents itself, we might not even feel ready, or we might not see it at all. But maybe that message is going to be delivered exactly when you need to hear it the most. And maybe if we're all paying attention, we will hear the message individually delivered, heeding us to get ready for the coming of a king. We all need a backwards N in our lives to make us stop long enough to ask, "Am I ready?" We need that backwards N because I'm fairly certain there won't be anyone wearing a camel hair tunic cinched with a leather belt showing up in our backyards anytime soon. I hope, at least. Whatever the backwards N is in your life this Advent season, I hope it invites you to go home and ask yourself, "Am I ready to have my heart broken open by God? Am I ready to turn from sin and to turn my heart towards God?" But don't worry if you're not quite ready yet. It's only Advent 2, and it's the beginning of the year. And God issues that invitation every minute of every day. And he'll be there waiting when you are ready. So listen to the cry of John the Baptist. Give yourself over to the metanoia. And remember, Jesus is coming soon. And his birth will change you if you let it. Amen.